Hello and welcome to Come All Ye once again. Bruce Cameron with you on 2MCE, community radio in the central west of New South Wales. Folk music program heading your way right now.
Time. of time.
Paired back version of Who Knows Where the Time Goes, featuring the beautiful voice of Sandy Denny. And opening the program, Rocky Pallet, Kid Tanner and the Skillet Lickers.
Thank you.
I'm never the one to boast about the aristocrats I know. In fact, I should be disgraced for showing such beastly taste. If ever I see a lord or earl, I'll pass serenely by. It isn't because I'm vain or proud, I'll tell you the reason why. Since I've come down from Oxford, I've been aiming at higher things. And now among my friends I number princes and dukes and kings. I know the Prince of Monaco, he's a bosom friend of mine. I've had cigars and ginger ales with the Duke of Baden-Baden and the Prince of Wales. I know the Emperor of Japan. I've met the King of Spain, I do declare. In fact, I know every public house from Marble Arch to Leicester Square. Whenever a noble lord goes down to open a church bazaar, they greet him in regal state as if he was someone great. Supposing he condescends to shake the hand of someone there, the Johnny whose hand he shook refrains from washing it for a year. I've never opened church bazaars, it's awful infra-dig, but I'm nearly always present when they're closing the Old Blue Pig. I know the Prince of Monaco, he's a bosom friend of mine. I've had cigars and ginger ales with the Duke of Baden-Baden and the Prince of Wales. I know the Emperor of Japan. I've met the King of Spain, I do declare. In fact, I know every public house from Marble Arch to Leicester Square. My pater, they say, was just the same as when he was old as me. He used to drink quarts of sham with the fella who ruled Siam. They say that with the Duke of York his friendship was sublime. He'd stop at the house each morning and yet stay there till closing time. I'd like to do what father did whenever the Duke's about. I was there just after daybreak and they've only just thrown me out. I know the Prince of Monaco, he's a bosom friend of mine. I've had cigars and ginger ales with the Duke of Baden-Baden and the Prince of Wales. I know the Emperor of Japan. I've met the King of Spain, I do declare. In fact, I know every public house from Marble Arch to Leicester Square. I know the Prince of Monaco, he's a bosom friend of mine. I've had cigars and ginger ales with the Duke of Baden-Baden and the Prince of Wales. I know the Emperor of Japan. I've met the King of Spain, I do declare. In fact, I know every public house from Marble Arch to Leicester Square. In fact, I know every public house from Marble Arch to Leicester Square. And yes, I know every public house. public house, from Marble Arch to Leicester Square.
I suppose if I was a dedicated broadcaster, I'd try to find out how many public houses there are now between Marble Arch and Leicester Square, but I don't think anybody wants to do a pub crawl in that part of London. That was Cohen Braithwaite Kilcoyne from his album Rakes and Misfits, from Marble Arch to Leicester Square, a bit of music hall type stuff. Before that, a couple of tunes, The Female Rake and The Drunken Drummer. And his voice, I don't think, is helped by playing concertina at the same time as singing. Gets a bit kind of wobbly. But in fact, he double-tracked that anyway. He was playing melodeon and Anglo concertina, I think. Cohen Braithwaite Kilcoyne. We'll hear more from him in future programs. I've got another album of his that might end up being a featured album. But not this week. A track now from a group called the Magpie Arc, who are Nancy Kerr, Martin Simpson, Finlay Napier, Alex Hunter, and Tom A. Wright. A song from an album called Glamour in the Grey. This is a long and rather interesting story of Jack Frost.
To Moscow, sure in its defeat. Ran the bear and sprang the winter, came the grand retreat. From the cold wastes of Siberia came the hero. Thousand come to Moscow to perish in the blizzards and the day. Thank you.
countless sketches on my window pane. Master craftsman, skilled engraver, Jack Frost is his name. From the cold wastes of Siberia, every winter he has gone, never failing in his duty, till the winter time is gone. Time is gone, till the winter time.
That's a group called the Magpie Ark, and I think that was Martin Simpson's own song. He was playing electric guitar and singing there. Nancy Kerr playing fiddle in that group. Finlay Napier plays guitar. Alex Hunter plays bass. Tom A. Wright got his money's worth playing drums. He plays percussion and keyboards, does some programming, and also occasionally drags out the pedal steel guitar. A song called Jack Frost. You're listening to Come All Ye, and we'll play an instrumental now from a Canberra-based duo. Well, they didn't really perform as a duo, except on this recording, I think. The album is called Southerly Breeze, and it's Irish flute music being played by people living in Australia. The flute player here is Dan Gordon, and the guitar accompanist, Simon Cravis, both from Canberra. Three tunes in the set, Miss McLeod's, McLeod's Farewell and The Laurel Tree.
Thank you.
Some tasty flute playing there from Dan Gordon. Three tunes, Miss McLeod's, McLeod's Farewell, and The Laurel Tree, good set of reels, from Southerly Breeze, an album put together by another flute player, Peter Woodley, to highlight Irish music being played on the flute in Australia. One more, and then I'll introduce you to the featured album. This one comes from a group called She Shanties. I knew I'd do that. She Shanties. And that's what they do. They sing sea shanties, maritime-type songs, songs of that style, not necessarily work songs. I think there's a lot of them, seven or more members of that all-female band, singing group, rather. This is from one of their albums called Futtock Shrouds, which indeed is the name of a particular sail. Makes a very good name for an album. So from Futtock Shrouds, we'll hear The Light from the Lighthouse.
When the daylight fades and the shadows fall, let the light from the lighthouse shine on me.
And the weather watch spies an incoming squall,
let the light from the lighthouse shine on me.
And the sun sinks down to a troubled sea,
let the light from the lighthouse shine on me.
And the rain falls fast and the rain falls free,
let the light from the lighthouse shine on me. Shine on me, shine on me. Let the light from the lighthouse shine on me. Shine on me, shine on me. Let the light from the lighthouse shine on me.
When the clouds blow black and the wind will wail,
let the light from the lighthouse shine on me.
When you're caught in the teeth of a terrible gale,
let the light from the lighthouse shine on me.
When your sailor's heart is filled with fear,
let the light from the lighthouse shine on me.
For the sound of the surf on the rocks is near,
let the light from the lighthouse shine on me. Shine on me, shine on me. Let the light from the lighthouse shine on me. Shine on me, shine on me. Let the light from the lighthouse shine on me.
When the wind drops down and the seas become,
let the light from the lighthouse shine on me.
Where the fog is thickest before the dawn,
let the light from the lighthouse shine on me.
Where the new sun burns the fog away,
let the light from the lighthouse shine on me.
From the darkest night comes the brightest day,
let the light from the lighthouse shine on me. Shine on me, shine on me. Let the light from the lighthouse shine on me. Shine on me, shine on me. Let the light from the lighthouse shine on me.
When you're safe back home in harbour again,
let the light from the lighthouse shine on me.
You can thank the keeper, you can thank the flame,
let the light from shine on.
group called She Shanties, The Light from the Lighthouse, from their wonderfully titled album, Futtock Shrouds. You're listening to Come All Ye, and it's time to introduce you to the featured album. Today, we take an offering from two Melbourne musicians, Evan Davis and Misha Herman. Evan Davis plays flute, guitar, whistles and banjo. Misha Herman plays whistles and accordion. They just play lots and lots of tunes, although they've got lots of friends on the album. There are still no songs, many, many tunes. Some of them original, some of them old tunes, some of them from this country and some not. These two lads have been playing together for quite a while, but there was a bit of a hiatus, I think, work-related. But they got back together again and recorded The Meeting Point, an album from early 2024, which went on to win Traditional Album of the Year at the 2024 Australian Folk Music Awards in late October 2024. On the recording, there are, as I said, a number of people. Luke Plum plays mandolin and bouzouki on one track. Beck Simpson plays baron. Nirushan Sathyamurthy plays lots of subcontinental percussion instruments. Crystal Livermore, electric bass. James McIntosh, percussion and drums. Eamon McNellis, trumpet on a couple of tracks. Gus Rigby, tenor sax on a couple of tracks. And Ellie Lamb, trombone on the same couple of tracks. I wonder if we'll hear any of those tracks. The answer is yes, we will. We're going to hear a track that includes all those things. It's called Jumping Out of the Ground, from today's featured album, The Meeting Point, by the Melbourne duo Evan and Misha. There we go. First track from the featured album on the program today. That was a set of tunes collectively answering to the name of Jumping Out of the Ground. They were Luke Skywalker, Walks on Sunshine, composed by David Stone, Peel Peer Fear, composed by Ross Ainsley, and the third one was Jumping Out of the Ground, composed by Misha Herman. And we heard playing whistle on that track. Evan Davis, his co-conspirator, plays flute, guitar, whistles and banjo, and a bunch of other people, including the three brass instruments on that track. Evan and Misha, that's their performing name as a duo, and that's our featured album today on Come All Ye. I do hope you're going to enjoy it. Here's a bothy ballad. Bothy ballads take their name from the bothies, outbuildings on a farm, particularly in the northeast of Scotland, where unmarried farm labourers used to sleep. And in the evening, to entertain themselves, they'd sing and make up ballads. So there's a lot of humour in a lot of the ballads, but you also get a sense of the harshness and the tough situation of the mostly young men working lives. This one's called Sleepy Tune, fairly well known, and I suppose you'd say typical of the style, from the duo Tim Gray and Ian Goodwin.
To chase and sing Heidi, yiddity, Heidi, and sing Heidi, yiddity, and I met we Adam Mitchell and the fee we did presume. He's a feminine connect from Tata Place called Snippy Tune and sing Heidi, yiddity, Heidi, and sing Heidi, yiddity, and if you and I agree, says he, you'll hear the fittest play. But I never bid me servants work above 10 hours a day. And sing Heidi, yiddity, Heidi, and sing Heidi, yiddity, and if all you say be true to me, I think the place will suit. And I will gang along with ye, although you're an ugly brute. And sing Heidi, yiddity, Heidi, and sing Heidi, yiddity, and half a caroon and sing Heidi, yiddity, Heidi, and sing Heidi, yiddity, and me neighbour was fine, the money's a crumb, but he never lost the heart. And I myself was fine, a croon for turning or a care. And sing Heidi, yiddity, Heidi, and sing Heidi, yiddity, and we never heeded Adam and I, we took the pass. Sometimes to buy tobacco and sometimes to court a lass. And sing Heidi, yiddity, Heidi, and sing Heidi, yiddity, and last and we can nag and free. Lock it down to any mere and hay ourselves a spree. And sing Heidi, yiddity, Heidi, and sing Heidi, yiddity, and when we're out and off our twa, we'll mark the glass giron. We'll tell them all the usage that we had at Sleepy Tune. And sing Heidi, yiddity, Heidi, and sing Heidi, yiddity, and
Though maybe the seagull bitch on there or something I just blows. Or be my red my hanky, I'd dick this stuttering nose. And sing Irie, yiddity, Irie, and sing Irie, yiddity, and.
Whether they've released any more albums, but if they have, I might go and look for them. Goodwin and Gray, that duo is called. Tim Gray and Ian Goodwin. And we were listening to Sleepy Toon, a bothy ballad from the northeast of Scotland. You're listening to Come All Ye. I'll play one more and then hook into another one from the featured album. This is from Skip Gorman and the Waddy Pals, a song called Bad Companions.
Come all young companions and listen all to me. I'll tell you all a sad story. Justice overtook me as you yet now I'm on the scaffold. My time, it is not long. You may forget the singer, but don't forget the song.
From an album of cowboy songs, that was Bad Companions. Doggy Music is the name of the album. And there are lots of cowboy songs that were earlier than country music, and certainly not the style of country music that is most popular these days. Skip Gorman and the Waddy Pals. Now, here's another couple of tunes from the featured album. Both of these ones were composed by Misha Herman, the fellow who plays whistles and accordion. With him, Evan Davis, who plays flute, guitar, whistles and banjo on the album. The tunes are How Does Your Garden Grow? And Cuckoo Khaki, Khaki Coo. I'm not making it up, folks. That's what he wrote.
Thank you. fox, and I'll tell you true what your hounds do think of me and I of you. When lavish scraps fall no longer from your knee, he will slip his rope and we will brothers be. I am the fox, and I'll tell you true what your hounds do think of me and I of you. When lavish scraps fall no longer from your knee, he will slip his rope and we will brothers be. You masters all in fine sheets at night, dreaming of your dinners rich and pennies bright. When you awake, raging naked to the air, you will find your coffers stripped and cupboards bare. For I am the fox, and I'll tell you true what your hounds do think of me and I of you. When lavish scraps fall no longer from your knee, he will slip his rope and we will brothers be. Then comes a day when the trumpets sound and the hunter hears no howl from fox or hound. Then he who owns every army in the land will have to go with bowl of begging in his hand. For I am the fox, and I'll tell you true what your hounds do think of me and I of you. When lavish scraps fall no longer from your knee, he will slip his rope and we will brothers be. Yonder vale where the snow lies bare, winter winds will hide our scent from hardened hair. Then fox and hound, bound no more by slavery, will bare their fangs and bite the hand of poverty. For I am the fox, and I'll tell you true what your hounds do think of me and I of you. When lavish scraps fall no longer from your knee, he will slip his rope and we will brothers be. I am the fox, and I'll tell you true what your hounds do think of me and I of you. When lavish scraps fall no longer from your knee, he will slip his rope and we will brothers be. He will slip his rope and we will brothers be.
That was James Fagan singing a song that his wife wrote, Nancy Kerr. She was playing fiddle with a very distinctive style in lots of pizzicato that I know drives some people to distraction, but seems to work quite effectively as a percussive effect. I Am the Fox from the album Twice Reflected Sun, S-U-N. An album released in, goodness me, 2010. 2010. We were so young. I wish. Here's Archie Fisher from his album called Off the Map, The Laird of Udney.
We head now for the northeast. Wagons. Oh. There used to be an old custom in that part of the country, there in Aberdeen. At the end of winter, when the fuel was running short, it was quite permissible for the young courting couple, you know, the daughter of the house and her boyfriend, to court in bed to save fuel, as long as they were both fully clad and there was a big, thick feather bolster in the middle of between the two of them.
This later became the speed bump.
Kind of sexual speed bump, yeah. And the feathers fairly flew.
It's also the origination of the expression when you wake up in the morning feeling a little down in the mouth. It's kind of warm in here. I guess I shouldn't have said that.
At least you didn't mention that they used to be called pallyasses. Right. So the Laird of Udney was a young courting squire who used to go around about speed bumping all through the northeast. This thing was called bundling. This type of courtship was called bundling for obvious reasons. And the art of bundling was to be quiet. This guy blew it. I am the Laird of Udney's was, and I've come here with richt good cause. Enough at mair than 34's, come and we'll tower the plain, so let me in the Sainik, the Sainik, oh, let me in the Sainik, then I'll never spear back again, no. My mother, she does soundly sleep, and the bedroom door does chirrup and cheep. The bedroom door does chirrup and cheep, and I canna let you hang, so gang ye heem the Sainik, the Sainik, oh, gang ye heem the Sainik, and never speed back again, oh. I'll lay your door again, it been squeak, and it will neither chirrup nor cheep. No, it will neither chirrup nor cheep, and I'll get slippin' in, so let me in the Sainik, the Sainik, oh. Let me in the Sainik, then I'll never spear back again, no. And when he get in, he was so glad, he's tucking the bonnet fee off in his head. And he kissed her on the cheeks, he red, and the old wife had the din. Ah, but will she like it, that Sainik, that Sainik, oh. Will she like it, that Sainik, that she let her laddie in, no. When he got in, he was so glad, he's knock at the bottom boards out of the bed. And he stole the lassie's maiden head, and the old wife had the dinner. But will she like it, that's Sainik, that Sainik, oh. Will she like it, that Sainik, that she let her laddie know. But I am the Laird of Udney's was, and I've come here with richt good cause. And up at near than 34's, come and we'll tower the plain, so let me in the Sainik, the Sainik, oh. Let me in the Sainik, then I'll never speed back again.
Archie Fisher, and a bit of witty badinage there with his fiddle-playing offsider, Garnet Rogers, brother of the late lamented Stan Rogers, the Laird of Udney, which comes also from the northeast of Scotland but does not qualify as a bothy ballad, I reckon. You're listening to Come All Ye. I think we'll hear an old one now. This is The New Rigged Ship and the Athol Highlanders, instrumental from a group which included a very good vocalist, Shirley Collins, but she ain't singing on this one. The credits to the album, which is called the Etchingham Steam Band, eponymous title, her credits include vocals and Hobby Horse. Ashley Hutchings playing bass, Ian Holder on accordion, and Vic Gammon plays just about everything else. So the New Rigged Ship and the Athol Highlanders from the Etchingham Steam Band.
Thank you. Thank you.
Now when Bonaparte from Poland into Moscow he went, with all his troops and all his men, their minds were fully bent. For to take the Russian country, they were full employed. But the Russians fought against them, and they soon did them destroy. Oh, the warlike lads of Russia, they fought all in one mind. They made Bonaparte to run and leave his troops behind. Now when from Moscow, East City, oh, the Russians did retreat, neither Bonaparte nor all his men, not anything could get. And from Moscow, East City, oh, the Russians took their flight. They set the town on fire and they burnt it down that night.
Oh, the warlike lads of Russia, they fought all in one mind. They made Bonaparte to run and leave his troops behind.
Now when to Moscow, East City, oh, the Russians did attack. Against Bonaparte and all his men, they killed him, took him, drove him back. But the action being so hot from right and left and front and rear, oh, damn you, sizzle, Bonaparte, I'll stay no longer here.
All the warlike lads of Russia, they fought all in one mind, and made Bonaparte to run and leave his troops behind.
And the cruelest death they put him to, that ever did a man befall. Oh, curse your sizzle, Bonaparte, I'm queer of you all.
Oh, the warlike lads of Russia, they fought all in one might. They made Bonaparte to run and leave his troops behind. Oh, the warlike lads of Russia, they fought all in one might. They made Bonaparte to run and leave his troops behind.
A good version of that song, I think. I like that. That's from yet another duo. Goodness me, there's a lot of duos on the program today. That's Show of Hands, Steve Knightley and Phil Beer. An album called Dark Fields. It came out many years ago. I saw that duo, goodness me, must be more than 20 years ago, of all places, in a... Was it a club or a restaurant or something in Dural, northwest of Sydney. They were very good. They were sort of on a scoping mission to see whether it was worth doing a full tour of Australia. Most impressive. Steve Knightley writes most of the material he sings. He certainly didn't write that one, The Warlike Lads of Russia. And Phil Beer, a multi-instrumentalist who crops up on albums all over the place. Another one now from the featured album, which doesn't include Phil Beer. This is simply called La Mazurka from Evan and Misha. And if you don't know the difference between a moussaka and a mazurka, this may help you. This is a mazurka.
Thank you.
no attribution to that tune, so I guess it's traditional. La Mazurka from The Meeting Point. That's our featured album on Come All Ye today, from Melbourne duo Evan and Misha. Evan Davis and Misha Herman, who picked up the Traditional Album of the Year award from Folk Alliance Australia in late October 2024 at the Australian Folk Music Awards. So well done them. They say, even though there's lots of guest musicians and different styles and things, they say that the prominent tradition in their music is Irish instrumental. This is Irish traditional.
Through Galway town to seek for recreation. On the 17th of August we might be elevated. There were multitudes assembled with their tickets at the station, and me eyes began to dazzle, and they go to see the races. Timmy Whack, fal-de-doo, fal-de-dinnery, idle-day. There were passengers from Limerick and passengers from Nina, passengers from Dublin and sportsmen from Tipperary. There were passengers from Kerry and all quarters of the nation. And our member, Mr. Hardy, fought to join the Galway Blazers. Timmy Whack, fal-de-doo, fal-de-dinnery, idle-day. There were multitudes from Arran and members from New Keyshore, the boys of Connemara and the Clare unmarried maidens. People from Cork City who were loyal, true and faithful, they brought home the Fenian prisoners from dying in foreign nations. Timmy Whack, fal-de-doo, fal-de-dinnery, idle-day. And it's there you'll see confectioners with sugar sticks and dainties, the lozenges and oranges, the lemonade and raisins, gingerbread and spices to accommodate the ladies, and the big crew bean frost rubbins to be sucking while you're able. Timmy Whack, fal-de-doo, fal-de-dinnery, idle-day. And it's there you'll see the gamblers, the thimbles and the garters, and the sporting wheel of fortune with the 4 and 20 quarters. There was others without scruple pelting wattles at poor Maggie, and our daddy well contented to be gawking at his daughter. Timmy Whack, fal-de-doo, fal-de-dinnery, idle-day. And it's there you'll see the pipers and the fiddlers competing, the nimble for the dancers and the trippin' on the daisies. There was others shouting cigars and lights and bills for all the races, with the colours of the jockey and the price and horses' ages. Timmy Whack, fal-de-doo, fal-de-dinnery, idle-day. And it's there you'll see the jockeys, and they mounted on so statelyly, the pink, the blue, the orange and green, the emblem of our nation. When the bell was rung for starting, all the horses seemed impatient. I thought they never stood on ground, the speed was so amazing. Timmy Whack, fal-de-doo, fal-de-dinnery, idle-day. There was 500,000 people there of all denominations, the Catholic, the Protestant, the Jew and Presbyterian. There was yet no animosity, no matter what persuasion, but wild your hospitality, inducing Mr. Paisley. Timmy Whack, fal-de-doo, fal-de-dinnery, idle-day. Timmy Whack, fal-de-doo, fal-de-dinnery, idle-day.
A classic song from the Dubliners, very old one, the Galway Races. And before that, a mazurka from the featured album called The Meeting Point, from Evan Davis and Misha Herman. Most of the work on that particular track, Misha Herman, I do believe. He was playing whistles and accordion. Evan Davis came in with flute. So, yeah, it's sort of varied. I don't know whether they can, with great sincerity, claim that their major influence is Irish traditional music, at least not amongst the stuff they've recorded. Anyway, that's what they reckon, and they won an award for it, so good for them. Next comes from The Bridge Project, an album called Three Waves Under the Bridge. Connection with this, Andy Bussatil is a member of this trio. Known Andy for a long time. He plays lots of different stuff on the album. Itay Shahed plays things and Imit Chehan plays things as well. Very much world music. And this is Goodbye My Country from The Bridge Project. Interesting album by a group called The Bridge Project. Andy Busuttil, Itay Shahed, and Imit Chehan, I think. That one was written by Imit Chehan and The Bridge Project. It's called Goodbye My Country. Something a little more familiar now, perhaps. This is from a group called Waterson Carthy, who were Martin Carthy and his late wife, Norma Waterson, and Eliza Carthy, Tim Van Eyken, and Ben Evitsky on one track, but not this track. This is called George Tills's number two and George Tills's number one. And I think we'll let them sing a song after this, if they behave themselves.
The judge said, stand up, boy, and dry up your tears. You're sentenced to Dartmoor for 21 years. So kiss me goodbye, babe, and say you'll be mine. For 21 years, love is a mighty long time. Just look down that railroad, babe, there you will see my comrades are waving their farewell to me. There's steam from the whistle and smoke from the stack, but I know he'll be true love until I get back. Go back to the governor, babe, on your sweet soul. He has sent me to Dartmoor, so get up that road. For if I got the governor, then the governor's got me. But before Tuesday morning, I guess I'll be free. It's hailing, it's raining, this moon gives no light. Oh, baby, please tell me why you never write. I'm here in this jailhouse, my heart broken down. I had a letter from Mother in Old Kenton Town. 6 months have gone by, babe, and I wish I were dead in this dirty old jailhouse with a post for a bed. So hold up your head, babe, and dry up your eyes. Best friends must part, love, so must you and I. I've counted the hours, I've counted the lights, and I've counted the footsteps, and I've counted the stars, and I've counted 1 million of these prison bars, and I've counted on you, babe, to get me a brain. But I guess you forgot here for your sake. You know who is guilty and you know it too well, but I'll rot in this jailhouse before I will tell. Come all you young fellows with a heart brave and true, don't trust any woman you beat if you do. Don't trust any woman, no matter what kind. For 21 years, love is a mighty long time.
There you go, 21 years on Dartmoor. That didn't sound a bit like George Tills's number two and George Tills's number one, because I pressed the wrong button. But that was 21 Years on Dartmoor from Waterson Carty. Fishes and Fine Yellow Sand is the name of the album. And here's the instrumental, as promised, from that album. Waterson Carty and two tunes associated with, possibly composed by George Tills, numbers 2 and 1 in that order. Nice album, that one. I've sort of had it in at the bottom of the pile for too long. It's called Fishes and Fine Yellow Sand. Not that they ever released less than very good albums, Waters and Carthy, but that one wasn't at the top. Although it's good. Good. I like it. Haven't played anything from these people for a while. They're called Lancome.
I wonder if he's dead. I wonder if he knows he has a kid with a poxy head. So right away, so right away, so right away, Salonika, right away, me soldier boy.
Yes, there's a message song for you. Salonika from the Dublin group Lancome. Was that their first album, I wonder? Cold Old Fire. Anyway, it was an early one, which they released themselves, not on a label. The final one we'll hear from the featured album coming up now. This is a good title for a tune set. It's called Post Truth, and they're both compositions by Misha Herman. Post Truth Tune and Real for Full Employment and Price Stability. Well, there's a catchy title.
Thank you.
Misha Herman going crazy on two tunes he composed, Post-Truth Tune and Real for Full Employment and Price Stability. And that's the last track we'll hear from the featured album today. It's called The Meeting Point by Evan Davis and Misha Herman, two Melbourne musicians. Evan Davis plays flute, guitar, whistles and banjo. Misha Herman, whistles and accordion. A bunch of other people helping out on some tracks. And the album was awarded Best Traditional Album of the Year at the Australian Folk Music Awards held on the 24th of October, I think, this very year, 2024. Congratulations to those two chappies, and we'll hear more from them in future programs, no doubt. Catherine Tickell joins the program now with a song. Most of her albums include mostly instrumentals, because she's a very good Northumbrian small piper and fiddle player, but she can sing as well, quite pleasantly. Not that she does much singing on this one. This is Katie Doherty singing, Olivia Ross also singing. Catherine Tickell, in this case, is playing fiddle and viola. It's a Robert Burns composition called Winter Is Past.
Your hearts are full of woe. It's a woe that no mortal man can cure. The winter, it is past, and the summertime is here. The smoke birds sing on every tree. The hearts of those are glad, but mine is very sad. For my love has parted from me. Like the sun in the firmament does roam, forever is constant and true. But his is like the moon that wanders up and down, and your hearts are full of woe. It's a woe that no mortal man can cure.
Have you ever travel to Sydney on the Woy Woy Workers train? It'll rattle along the railway and it rattles through your brain. It fills your clothes with smoke and soot and filthy dust and grime. You never travel in comfort and you never get there on time. You run to catch the dreary thing quite early in the morn. You gaze out of the windows for the breaking of the dawn. Everything looks dreary, nothing's looking right, and half the flaming carriages don't even have a light. As the train pulls into Woy Woy, the crowd all gives a roar. They start climbing through the windows and breaking down the doors. They've got no seats to sit on, so they stand up with a frown. The whistle blows, the engine goes, and you head for Sydney town. Come to the Hawkesbury River, put an engine in the lead. There's twice the smoke and soot and grime and half the bloody speed. They say we own the railways, but they don't belong to me. We only pay the interest to the bigwigs overseas. The train pulls out from Brooklyn and climbs the Hawkesbury Hill. The damn thing travels at such a speed, you'd swear you're standing still. And when at last you get to work, the boss is in a rage. And when it comes to payday, he docks your bloomin' wage. Well, they say we own the railways, there's breakdowns here and there. If people own the railways, then I'll give away my share. You never travel in comfort and you always get there late. They want to change the system because the whole thing's out of date.
That singer is Tony Sutter. And grew up in Sydney, but he has lived for many years up in Darwin, or Humpty Doo, in fact. There he is on an album called Northern Railway Tracks, put out by the Top End Folk Club a long time ago. A group called the Fettlers. You might recognise the melody. Is that for Lachlan Tigers? But the words are from a poem by Joe Fernside. And that concludes Come All Ye for today. I'll leave you with a little bit of music from Stanley Greenthal, who plays guitar and mandocello and mandocello and tenor guitar with some friends on an album called Celtic and Balkan Instrumental Music. This is a dance plin from Brittany. Till next time we meet, be good, and my name's Bruce Cameron. Bye now. You've been listening to Come All Ye, produced and presented by Bruce Cameron at 2MCE FM Community Radio in Bathurst, New South Wales. 2MCE FM is a community service of Charles Sturt University. Visit 2mce.org for more information about the station. The website comeallye.com has program playlists and a link to take you directly to lots of podcasts.